with the last Christian to leave America. Please turn off the lights. Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, you know, you read some of the newspaper headlines about the decline of Christianity, and it sounds like it's all over.
John, there are negative statistical trends with nominal church attendance, and many people like to distance themselves from religion today. It's cool to be spiritual,
right,
but they don't want to be thought of as religious.
I know people, you know, will often put out their hand when they say, I'm not religious, as if that's, you know, some kind of affliction.
When I meet people repulsed by religion, it generally means they don't trust large faith-based organizations that are overseen by hypocritical individuals guilty of moral manipulation on a mass scale.
Yeah, I was in a cab with a guy who expressed that very thought just this week. But that's not biblical Christianity.
Christianity is not anchored in an institution. Christianity is based on a person. Hmm. Christian living is not following a tradition. It's enjoying a relationship with Jesus Christ. What's amazing is that people who believe and experience this are not in decline. These churches are holding steady, even growing, and actually exploding in many parts of the world. As G.K. Chesterton said, true Christianity, it's going nowhere. He said this, it was supposed to have been withered up at last in the dry light of the age of reason. It was supposed to have disappeared ultimately in the earthquake of the age of revolution. Science explained it away, and it was still there. History disinterred it in the past, and it appeared suddenly in the future. Today, it stands once more in our path, and even as we watch it, it grows.
Boy, great thoughts there from G.K. Chesterton. And our thanks to Alec McClellan, host of Reason Why, Ultimate Truth for Ordinary People. Learn more about Alec and check out his book, A Jigsaw Guide to Making Sense of the World, at reasonwhy.org, reasonwhy.org.